Well, it looks like the ghost of Redneck Pig Boy does exist. And from their reaction to his haunting oinks, it looks as if the Jenkins crew may have kicked up a little dust while hightailing it out of there and skedaddling in a rip-roaring redneck rampage. Oh well, at least they were able to escape from the scene, unlike Reverend Doolittle, who will not be delivering the next serpent-handling Sunday sermon after all. He's probably in hog heaven right about now, or at least the ghost of Redneck Pig Boy is. And poor old Pothead Parley is back at his tiny trailer home, puffing away on his plastic water pipe and patiently putting up with his proverbial punishment from Wanda, who is, as they say, fit to be tied.
Parley, you stupid, ignorant pinhead! You and that dumb brother of yours done really chapped my ass this time! I can't believe you let Reverend Doolittle go in there with that homemade rod gut and get ate up by that ghost of Redneck Pig Boy! I told you that place was haunted! But no, you wouldn't listen. You kept saying, the snake pit, we're going to have a snake pit. Well, Parley, I've had about enough of your snake shit. But all I can handle, you're about as worthless as tits on a board. Which reminds me, that poltergeist pig boy got me so upset, I nearly about jumped right out of my moo-moo and had a heart attack right then and there. I'm so mad I could shit pine cones. Parley, if you ever get me into anything like that again, I swear, I'll put my foot so far up your ass, I'll be stepping on your face. I'm serious, Parley. You're on my shit list now. You've screwed up royally, mister. You can just sleep out on the porch swing tonight. Take them snakes out there with you, too. I'm tired of listening to all them rattlers all the time. Always a-rattling and slithering around and hissing. I'm having a hissy fit here. Get that bong out of your mouth and listen to me. Are you listening to me? Parley! Parley!